We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. What was that good audio we had this morning? Excuse me. I'm going to yawn. I forgot.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes' mom calling out the play-by-play announcers on TV was pretty funny. Also, we're going to talk to our favorite new player with the Patriots. I think he signed last year. They drafted him. Chase Winovich. He's a defensive end. And he'll talk all about this charity event that he's going to be hosting and explain what a strip sack is and what is his hair care regimen. And then we'll wrap up the Raise Your Hand poll that we had on the show yesterday. If you didn't watch the video that's been posted, we will tell you what the answers were to that poll. Real quick, before we get to the Good Vibe Tribe, I want to let you know about an interview that we are going to have tomorrow at 7:15. The name of the band is Bon Jovi. Is that
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi?
Totally casual. It's no big deal at
Bon
all.
Bon Jovi? And,
not one of the biggest bands of all time, but it's super fun.
Some guy named John from the band. So John, I think his last name is actually the name of the band is how that works. So I think it's John Bon Jovi is the guy we're going to be interviewing.
Stop it.
It is true. It is true. He will be on the show tomorrow at 7:15. So what's happening is Bon Jovi is doing a special with Mix 104.1 and Radio.com. There's a big event that's going to be airing. I think it's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, that will be airing on Mix. And there's an album that they are releasing. Their 15th album is coming out on Friday. Yeah, so this John Bon Jovi guy is going to be on the show to promote all of this stuff.
I just, like, he's just been a part of my life.
I know. We interviewed this John before.
Since the first album.
I know.
I would run out of album names by 15.
100%. You just call them
one, just call
two,
it
three,
another
four.
One.
Yeah, we interviewed him before, and it was a fantastic interview. We actually played a prank on our old program director, and we asked John to call our program director and complain about our show, which
amazing.
He did. And, I mean, hook, line, and sinker.
It was pretty great.
We got our old program director. So, John Bon Jovi on the show tomorrow morning, 7:15. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, have you been generous with your extra time this year? There's a guy in South Dakota. He has terminal cancer. And the last thing on his bucket list was to repaint his house in his wife's favorite color. But it would have wasted the time that he had left with his family. He didn't want to go out there and paint the house when he could have been, you know, spending time with the family. So a dozen neighbors showed up and repainted the whole house in a day. And if you want to go, you can watch the video online. It is spectacular. It was really nice what they did. 81% of parents say that being home so much has helped them bond with their kids more. And our children have made us laugh an average of 7 times a day during the pandemic. It has been wonderful being with Barrett a little bit more. I don't know if he likes it as much as we do.
No. Say. He's like, please, can I just be around a kid?
He wants more than anything to go to school and play with his friends.
Yeah. Here's how much we appreciate random acts of kindness right now. A mom in Ohio ordered a bunch of food at McDonald's and then realized she forgot her purse at home. But when she tried to cancel the order, the kid working the drive-thru pulled out his debit card and paid for it.
Love. Mm-hmm.
So to thank him, her husband started a GoFundMe page to help buy him the car he's been saving up for, and they've now raised over $30,000.
Wow.
Good news if you're into the dominatrix type stuff. There's a dominatrix who says business has been booming in the pandemic because, quote, when people are feeling vulnerable, helpless, and anxious, there can be a particularly strong urge to be dominated.
Interesting.
That's mostly because this time is requiring us to be strong. So when you get dominated, you get to face your worst nightmares of being the weakling, the failure, and the not enough.
Many, many, many CEOs and captains of industry, Carson, are down with this sort of concept.
Well, would you like to lay on my couch and explain that, Kennedy, to us?
No, that's super easy. Okay. She literally just said it.
Okay.
I'm in charge all day. I don't want to be in charge anymore. Someone else tell me what to do.
Slap the dog collar on me.
Has nobody watched Billions?
Yeah. Right. People on TikTok who have lost their sense of taste because of the coronavirus are now doing a challenge where they eat the grossest food possible on camera. And Americans, good news, are drinking more alcohol during the pandemic, but it's not as much as you think. The numbers work out to be about one extra night of drinking per month.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of recycling bins that say it's more than that.
Kennedy, what do you have for some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So, Annie, I know you kind of go by many names. We call you Annie. Your brother calls you Anna. Your friends call you Ann sometimes.
Yes.
And that drives your mom a little bonkers.
Yes.
Annabelle. I've heard Annabelle. Is that your actual middle name is Annabelle?
No, my middle name's Elizabeth. My real name's Anna.
I always call her Annabelle, and she's like, that's not my name. I go, it's too late now.
I thought that was a thing.
Sometimes if you have a kid or whatever, and you name them something, but other people call them something else, they shorten the name when they didn't ask you to.
Right.
Well, it bothers you.
Okay.
And the same can be said for Patrick Mahomes' mother. During Monday Night Football, the announcers kept calling him Pat, and she tweeted out, if this announcer doesn't stop calling my son Pat, I may scream.
We want to say hello to Patrick Mahomes' mom. Apparently, she's watching the broadcast tonight and tweeting away. If this announcer doesn't stop calling my son Pat, I got my scream.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. I apologize, Patrick.
Our guys in the booth got a little bit of shade tonight from your mom when she tweeted out, stop calling you Pat. What do you think about that?
Hell yeah. My mom says I'm Patrick and my dad's Pat. So hopefully we can start going Patrick. Just keep her happy because I don't want to hear that tonight.
They're like, sorry, Mrs. Mahomes.
This is such a wholesome moment that we all need so much right now.
$500 million contract. He's still like, nope, do what my mom says. I
want
to hear it.
Please, I don't want her calling me.
His voice, too. I don't know that I've heard his voice too many times.
Isn't it crazy? You never
Patrick Mahomes' voice? It sounds like a Muppet character.
My mom calls me Patrick. My dad's Pat.
I want to hear his voice again.
If this announcer doesn't stop calling my son Pat, I got my scream.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. I apologize, Patrick.
Our guys in the booth got a little bit of shade tonight from your mom when she tweeted out, stop calling you Pat. What do you think about that?
Hell yeah. My mom says I'm Patrick and my dad's Pat. So hopefully we can start going Patrick. Just keep her happy because I don't want to hear that tonight.
Is that Patrick Mahomes or Seth Rogen in Pineapple Express? I'm not sure.
It'd be weird if someone called me Daniel instead of Dan.
You are really? Daniel.
I call you Daniel every day of my life. Should I not?
My mom does it when I'm in trouble.
Daniel.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
A little bit later on this morning, we're going to be talking with one of the new young stars of the New England Patriots, Chase Winovich. If you watched the game on Sunday, he's the guy that had the strip sack. We ended up getting a touchdown out of it. He also has long, flowing blonde hair.
Yes.
I think this is only his second year on the team. He played at Michigan.
Good Midwestern stock.
Right.
Yes. I mean, seriously, he literally looks like
he's your boy.
Everybody I grew up with.
Everybody you grew up with looks like that?
The football players?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the mold. That is Chase Winovich. So we'll talk to him just after 8 o'clock. He's got a charity event that's happening. Although the pandemic is now hitting the NFL. I don't know if you caught this story real quick, Kennedy. They have had their first outbreak. At least 9 members of the Tennessee Titans tested positive this week. 3 players, at least 1 coach, and 5 other employees. And it's possible that could have spread to the Minnesota Vikings, who they played on Sunday. So they have now shut down the offices. The Titans have closed their practice facility at least until Saturday. The Vikings have closed theirs. While
How many
conduct,
weeks in are we?
We are 3 weeks in.
I think I said two. So right.
I said two as well.
So now for both teams, week four games are in doubt. The NFL hasn't announced anything yet. The Titans are supposed to play the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. The Vikings are scheduled to play the Houstons in Houston. Texas linebackers coach Shane Bowen was the first to test positive. The game went on, but on Monday, eight others tested positive. Their names have not been released as far as we know. It was almost starting to feel normal, right? We got through the basketball bubble. We had baseball happening. Hockey happened.
But the bubble.
Yes, happened in bubbles.
The bubble is the key.
Is anyone surprised it was Tennessee?
No.
Really? Where you're going?
Yep.
It was Minnesota, too.
No, nine members of the Tennessee Titans. They just played the Vikings. That's why the Vikings have to quarantine.
Do you think they got it from somewhere else, though? You think they got it from
Tennessee
another team?
Tennessee has been wide open forever.
I think that all the Tennessee Titans players are going
tough.
Out.
That's
you
tough.
Know what Tennessee is. Why are we having this discussion with you, sir?
I know. I don't want to take a shot at Tennessee.
I did it
Since
for
when?
You.
Since when?
All right. Let's get to the dirty.
You went soft, man.
I'm sorry. What?
Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So, there's a guy. His name is Youngblood.
Yes, Kennedy.
He's a singer. The only reason I know who he is because he dated Halsey.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, today I know him better.
Yeah. Okay.
Because today, Youngblood appeared on, or the other day, BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge.
Yes.
Which is where they sort of strip everything down and let them do a song in their own way.
It's the best.
And he performed a mashup of Taylor Swift's Cardigan with Avril Lavigne's I'm With You and You're Welcome.
And when I feel like I was.
Great.
He's super talented.
Big fire.
Yeah, I just really don't know him very well, but I certainly enjoyed that a great deal.
He kind of looks like Robert W. Smith from The Cure.
He does not. I looked him up today. He looks like emo man.
Yeah. Well, that was Robert W. Smith from The Cure. He was the original emo guy. Are you kidding me?
Man. No, I'm with you, but that's not the... But anyway, yeah.
Kennedy, do me a favor. Write down this song. It's called I Think I'm Okay. And Youngblood does it with Travis Barker and Machine Gun Kelly. It's like a punk pop song.
That's a whole lot of emo happening.
It's going to make your day. It's
All
super
right.
good.
Yeah, that's a you vibe. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Speaking, Taylor Swift went to the social media saying, well, this took my breath away. And I'm honored to hear Cardigan intertwined with the wonderful Avril Lavigne's masterpiece, I'm With You. Bravo. And thank you, Youngblood.
Love. Mm. I love
you
that
You know you've
so
made
much.
It win. Speaking of Taylor Swift, fans will never forget that she once dated Jake Gyllenhaal and they don't want him to forget it either. Did you guys see what happened yesterday?
No.
They do.
So what had happened was... is Jake Gyllenhaal posted a throwback picture of himself wearing glasses to celebrate the Inspire Project's upcoming Project Human series. So he looks young, he's wearing glasses. And Taylor Swift's people couldn't help throw in their two cents saying, you used to be a little kid with glasses in a twin-size bed, which is a lyric from All Too Well, which is a song she wrote about their dating. One fan went so far as to even say, you posted this pic and think the Swifties would do nothing?
Oh.
Someone else said, I'll be honest with you, mate. You set yourself up for this one.
They are scary. The Swifties are a scary, scary bunch. I'm not going to lie to you.
I did not know that song. I don't remember.
All Too Well is the best Taylor Swift song.
Really?
It is. It's like one of those ones that rips your heart up, puts it in a blender, stomps on it.
I look to see if I have it here. I don't have it.
The lyrics are so good.
But was also We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together about Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, I feel like that was more like a Taylor Lautner vibe or something.
It was?
So, she dated Taylor Lautner?
She dated Taylor Lautner. Yep.
The kid from Twilight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
What about
Taylor and Taylor?
What about Dear John? Who's that about?
Maybe a little guy named John Mayer. that sweet little man.
Leave Jake Gyllenhaal alone. He's a nice man.
He's so kind.
And Mariah Carey's memoir, The Meaning of Mariah, finally came out yesterday. Mine did not get delivered, and
no.
I'm super disappointed.
What happened?
I don't know, but it's filled with lots of revelations, so I'm only going to give a few because I'd like to keep a couple just for myself.
Sure.
According to Mariah, at 6 years old, she had to call the cops on her teenage brother, Morgan, who got so violent and abusive he was hurting her mother.
Oh.
One of the cops looking down at me but speaking to another cop beside him said, if this kid makes it, it'll be a miracle. And she said, that night, I became less of a kid and more of a miracle. She said one of her mother's boyfriends threatened to kill her and her mom with the shotgun and said he was going to chop them up and put them in the refrigerator. When she was 12, her sister Allison drugged her with Valium and left Mariah with one of her boyfriends who had a gun. She said, he forced a hard kiss on me. I was nauseous and scared. And I was saved by an elderly man who was peering directly into John's car, saying, I committed that man's face to my memory.
Holy smokes.
It goes on and on and on. There is a lot of good stuff in there, too. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
She's been through it.
Wow.
She has been through it. Mm. And stuff we never knew. Like, she never walked in and said, I've been this and this. She walked in and said, I'm going to sing for you today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this song, Carson.
Yeah, this is a good one. I had a vision of love. Annie's like, I've never heard this song before in my life.
Old Mariah is just...
It's right here. Wait for it, Annie. Sorry, this song just does it to me. All right, guys, coming up at 7:30. Guys, yes. Kelly Clarkson is getting sued. And guys, Kelly Clarkson is getting sued by her ex-husband's family. And guys, Kelly Clarkson's clapback on the social medias will make your entire day.
Okay. I believe. I know I've succeeded in finding the place I can. I was stationed in Korea when the song came out.
This was a Germany song for sure.
And
it was college, really.
Yeah, so I was already in the army. I was in Korea, and I can remember being on the dance floor, slow dancing with a girl to this song, just leaning in.
Cassette tape in my car, pretending I could sing like Mariah.
Oh, that is incredible, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Fitzpatrick steps up. Fitzpatrick is sacked. Chase Winovich there for New England. Fake it. Rosen devoured. Winovich gets to the QB.
Number 50, easy to spot with all that flowing blonde hair.
Allen breaks away initially, then twirled down. Another Patriot sack. Chase Winovich has been an impact player.
That's what we're going to hear on Sunday, too. The Patriots at 4:35 against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. We just want Chase all over Patrick Mahomes.
We need him.
Just pay attention for the long, flowing blonde hair. And I think we have Chase on with us right now. Chase, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to meet you as well.
I'm Carson. That's Kennedy. And then we also have Annie here.
Annie, where are you at?
I'm right here.
Don't start with Annie, Chase. You are barking up the wrong tree.
No. I didn't mean to come at Annie on live. You know what I mean?
We're old pals, you and I. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to bark up the wrong tree. I just want to make sure everyone's here. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's ready to go. Had their coffee this morning, alert and ready to go.
Wow.
Talk about Games for Good.
Yeah, so Games for Good, it's hosted by New England Patriots, Juwan Williams, and of course, Chase Winovich. It's an exciting new virtual event you guys are doing. So I guess what's going to happen is you can kind of donate to the charity, and you'll have a chance to play like some Family Feud style games.
I go on. I bought my ticket. And so what does that mean? Do I get to be on your team? Am I going head-to-head against you? Do I need to bring my own family for the feud? Explain.
Well, you definitely need to bring your family for sure.
Okay.
Because I'm bringing my family, as in the Patriots family. Hopefully some of my teammates will definitely be joining, obviously, and those around the Boston community. But in terms of how the teams break down and stuff, that's honestly a good question that, you know, I don't get paid enough for. I just know that.
Good enough. So. I appreciate your honesty. Not to worry.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Chase Winovich, who is a defensive end for the New England Patriots. Hey, Chase, tell Kennedy the story about the dream you had before the game.
About me?
No, it wasn't about you, Kennedy. About the dream you had about the game and then what happened during the game on Sunday.
Yeah, so it was the craziest thing. And, like, I'd be hesitant sharing this story if it wasn't for the fact that I literally told the doctor, one of the team doctors, because I was like, I got to get this off my chest. You know, like, someone's got to know that, like, I had this. And it just wouldn't leave my mind. It was the most vivid dream of me getting a strip sack. And, like, I don't really have that many, like, quote-unquote, like, dreams, especially the ones I remember. And so it was just, like, pretty interesting. The night before a game, I have this vision.
Okay, explain to Kennedy what a strip sack is, though.
Sorry. Okay, so a sack in football is whenever the quarterback is throwing the ball. So Tom, you know, pretend it's Tom Brady. You know, my job as a defensive end, outside linebacker on passing situations is to tackle him. So a strip sack is whenever you knock the ball out of his hand, and so your team has the chance to recover it, which is just like it's a pretty rare. I mean, it doesn't really happen. I don't think we haven't had one on the Patriots for a little while now.
Well, that is not at all what I thought a strip sack was. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so it was just super random, and I had this like dream, and so like I wouldn't think much of it, but you know, I just kind of ingrained in my brain, I'd say. So I got it off my chest, I told it to the team doctor, went out on the field, and then two plays later I had the strip sack, and it was like, I don't know, it just seemed like the craziest thing. And last year was kind of the same thing. I was on the field, and my grandma always said she'd come back as this monarch, you know, orange butterfly. And so I was on the field, and I see this butterfly like floating around like 2 feet in front of me, like on the football field. I'm like, this is crazy. And same thing, two plays later, get my first sack of my NFL career. So,
whoa. So Chase, you're telling me you're psychic and you're nasty at Family Feud?
I am nasty at Family Feud. I'm not saying I'm psychic, but I'm just saying like this is a pretty weird coincidence. I'll say that.
Chase Winovich, defensive end for the Patriots. And if you go online, you can find Games for Good, a big event they're doing, a big fundraiser for Boston Medical Center's Center for Health Equity. Chase, I have to tell you that I am follically challenged. Actually, I'm just bald, flat out bald.
I was gonna say.
And I am envious of your hair. It is spectacular. How long have you been growing that hair? And can you share with us your hair regimen? What is your go-to conditioner and shampoo?
Sorry, Chase.
Hey, that's a cultural thing, too. You know, back in the day, having a shiny, bald head back in ancient Greece is a sign of intelligence and wisdom. So, you know, don't take your, you know, if you have hair problems, it's nothing nothing to be embarrassed about.
Thank you, Chase.
Ancient.
Hear that, Annie?
Ancient.
Well, it's not ancient Greece, but whatever works for you, Carson. You take whatever you need.
It's been a while. It's been a while, I guess, since it was like really cool. But it has had its place, I'd say. You know, and there's people definitely rock it. Joe Rogan's, you know, comes to the front of my mind, and
of
you
course,
obviously
of course.
As well.
Yes, of course.
But I've been growing it out probably for like 3 or 4 years. It's been, you know, I was pretty buried on the depth chart at Michigan. I was probably like a seventh string tight end. I had some injuries I was dealing with, and about as far down on the depth chart as you could possibly be. And then I switched to defensive end, started growing my hair out, just became a beast in a way. I'm kidding. But
Samson, it kind of
coincided with my growth as a player and as a person, and you know, it just kind of became part of my identity. So you know, it's here now, and
now I'm stuck.
I don't want to say I'm stuck because I guess I'm really not. But I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's part of my
personality. So are you going with like fancy salon shampoo and conditioner, or what do you use?
So I'm working on using this new product called Art of Sport. I'm dabbling that in there. You know, it's they're designed for like athletes and stuff.
It's not three in one Irish Spring. I don't care what you're using.
I kind of like the smell of Irish Spring in a man.
Oribe. I got a couple different products. I try to dabble in.
How do you fight humidity, Chase? Because I tell you, it's killing me today.
Yeah, the humidity is tough. But my hair is usually not too affected, and
of course not.
Luckily for me, it's like you really just have to like you got to get your hair right for one day a week. It's not like I'm like a influencer or something where I gotta have my hair ready at all times.
Well,
when
you
I
are
step
now.
Out into the public.
You've been on our program. You are now an influencer.
Oh, okay. I'm an influencer now.
No, he's pretty good on Instagram. If you're not following Chase Winovich on Instagram,
well, let me get on that
do
right
it
now.
Immediately. Yeah, we're all gonna follow you and make sure everybody gets
Wino, W-I-N-O.
Yeah, I thought it said Wino. I thought it said Wino. I was like, why is he Wino? But actually, I like it.
Yeah,
it's W-I-N-O.
I'm starting a campaign. It's Win with an O. Win with an O. That's it.
All right, just follows you, so we're friends now.
Games for Good. Chase Winovich and his teammates Juwan Williams are a part of this. So we've got current Patriots players, former New England Patriots players, other Boston athletes, and it's a fantastic fundraiser. There'll be Family Feud style games, and it's to benefit Boston Medical Center's Center for Health Equity. We wish you all the luck this week on Sunday. I know it's a big game against Kansas City. It should be
strip,
a lot
sack,
of fun.
Strip sack.
I just like saying
favorite word.
I just like saying it.
Hopefully,
just
I have
like
some more
it.
Dreams. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, we hope to have you back on the show. Yeah, it was great to meet you, Chase. We'll talk to you soon.
It was so great to meet you guys as well. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Bye, Chase.
See you later.
There he goes, Chase Winovich from the New England Patriots.
What a wonderful, wonderful gentleman.
He's my new favorite player. This guy's amazing.
He's like Samson.
He's incredible. I mean, to have all that talent and a personality.
And he's coming for your family.
And there you say hair. I'm jealous.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out that Game for Good. It sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. 978, text Kennedy. He's adorable. And text from the 603. He's intuitive.
You know who's not going to think he's adorable is Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying.
When he gets suplexed on Sunday.
Kennedy. I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Mornings on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So, guys.
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson's management company, Starstruck Management Group, has filed a lawsuit against her, claiming she owes them commission for this year's work on The Voice and The Kelly Clarkson Show. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The company is run by Narvel Blackstock, father of Kelly's estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock, mm-hmm. claims they are owed $1.5 million, although she's already paid them $1.9 million, and that's not all. The suit also notes that she will owe them another $5.4 million by the end of the year. Now, they have managed Kelly for the past 13 years, but the suit suggests they never did a written agreement. It was just a verbal one, which has been in place since 2003, and she has paid them 15% commission on her entire gross earnings. Mm-hmm. Think we might see why they're getting divorced now?
Yeah.
For her part, she has not commented. However, she took to Twitter.
Oh.
And I would like for you all to picture the GIF of Morpheus from The Matrix.
Yes.
Doing that, come to me.
Oh.
Oh, and he's fighting Neo. Yeah.
Bring it.
So come get some.
Wow. Okay.
Unbelievable.
And that's all it said? There was no...
No, she's not commented on it or anything. Just the whole thing makes my stomach hurt. Money is the worst. Money ruins everything.
It really does. And you just don't want to see that get nasty and the kid. You just don't want that
it's
to happen.
Just, yeah.
It's a gangster response.
Yeah, I don't follow her on Twitter. I'm now following her. Oh, there it is. 18 hours ago. Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
Oh, that is a good one.
Oh. She's on the Not Messing Around Club, Carson.
That is
so
awesome.
Anyway, I imagine that this has something to do with that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that it doesn't.
All right, that gets you a follow.
All right, guys, so you're sitting around in the quarantine. You're checking stuff off lists of things you never thought you'd do.
Sure.
So why not be in a movie? Now is your shot. Netflix is casting for their next blockbuster for their new movie that will be shot this year in South Boston and other spots in Massachusetts. A woman by the name of Judith Boulay, who's a casting agent out in Hollywood, spoke with our good friend Liam from WBZ and said, we're going to need thousands of background actors, all ages, sizes, ethnicities. Netflix believes in diversity. So do I. She cast thousands of extra for Adam Sandler's new Netflix movie, Hubie Halloween, which comes out October 7th. And I think we talked about that when that happened, too.
Right.
They had that big casting call at Marblehead High School, and they took your dress up and stuff. Yeah, like it was but the middle of summer or something. Anyway, if you're interested, judithbelaycasting.com. Fill out a quick application. She'll reach out to you. You'll do a little Zoom chat. And then maybe you'll be able to be in a movie. I think that would be fun.
Yes. I don't know how you could not cast me as an extra in South Boston. All I wear is Scally caps and Patriots stuff.
I'm going to go put you on there because I know you're not going to. So I'm doing
how
it for
you.
How
do you spell her last name?
Judith, Boulay, casting.com. Mm. So that'll be pretty fun. I mean, what else you got to do?
Yes, I need to
just
be
sit
in
the extras pen, eat craft services.
I'm in.
Would you still be able to be here, though? Or does, like, if you got it?
It depends on the call.
Okay.
So I have a couple of friends who do this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be something where they're like, it's a night shoot. You don't need to be there till 3.
Mm-hmm.
You might be there for 12 or 13 hours as well. But
really?
If you guys needed to take a day off to be in a movie, they need to be in a movie, Carson.
Right.
Listen, once I'm a movie star, I'm eventually going to be too big for the show.
Perfect.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Can't wait for that day, Dan. I cannot wait for that day when I'm like in the back going, Daniel, and she, just tell her, just seriously, try and
just
make
totally.
Her go away.
I would always make room for you.
I know you would. All right, so Lance Bass apparently is speaking for the entire Mickey Mouse Club these days.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yesterday he told us that Justin Timberlake did indeed have a child.
Yes.
No,
he spilled the beans a little bit.
Yes.
But he was told by Justin that he could tell us that.
Yes.
Well, now he is speaking for Britney Spears.
Oh, boy.
So if you need to be worried about her, Lance says you don't. He said that he has spoken to Jamie Lynn Spears and convinced that the loved ones around her are doing the right thing. He said, I have talked to Jamie Lynn recently, which is why I feel so much better about the situation. They aren't as worried as we are, and the public has no idea what's really going on. Huh. He said, the one thing I do know is Jamie Lynn. If Jamie Lynn is okay with everything going on, I feel she really has her sister's back during all this, so I trust her to give us the real information. Lance Bass, the information that
do
I
need.
Do
we trust Jamie Lynn?
Yeah, she's her trustworthy? Sister.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Yes. Okay.
I don't believe that they've
Is there
ever...
any history there? Of...
No. I think no. that
any
she's
drama
been,
between them?
I think she's been nothing but supportive.
She supported
to her.
Her when she was coming up in her career. And
yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know what their relationship is. So okay. Well, that's good.
So I can breathe a sigh of relief for Brittany this morning, at least for today.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. If you missed yesterday's show, we did something called the Raise Your Hand poll. We shot the video of it. We posted the video. It's close now to 8,000 people have watched this video. So I asked a bunch of very awkward and inappropriate questions, and then everybody on the show had to answer them honestly and openly. So now I'm going to run back through these questions that I asked you, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into some of the responses. Raise your hand if you've had a sexual fantasy involving someone on the show, and that was open to any guest, any former member of the show, and I think everybody raised their hand on this show. Does anybody want to reveal who they had the sexual fantasy about?
It's like a list, though.
Yeah. Mine's a list.
Like, I think that one was too open.
I do, too.
Yeah? Like who?
Anybody.
For guests?
Yeah.
Charlie Puth, Pink.
Yeah.
Miley. Producer Dan?
I'll keep it more on the show than just guests.
Okay.
I started working here when I was 23 years old behind the scenes as an intern.
And you're 30 now.
Yeah, so I spent most of my 20s behind the scenes of this show.
Yeah.
And when I was here interning, there would often also be attractive young college age girls.
There it is, Dan.
Nothing ever happened because I have zero game, but you said fantasy, not reality.
It's your fantasy.
Raise your hand if you've been fired. And I think two of us raised our hand on that one.
Wonder if you can guess who.
I noticed a lot of these questions went men versus women. So, Dan, what were you fired from the last job?
The last job, let's see, I got fired from Noon Coffee.
Oh, you did get fired
really?
From that job?
Well, technically, I walked out. Like, I just walked out in the middle of the day because I thought I got a better job that was paying more.
And you didn't?
And then I found out that they did, like, the hair follicle drug test and went back 6 months. And they're like, oh, yeah, weed. So then I got fired. And then they called me back, like, 4 months later to go back because I couldn't find anyone to do my job as good as me. And
that's funny.
Only if you give me a pay raise. So I walked out and got a raise.
I got fired when I first started working with Kennedy, actually. And I had told Kennedy she had worked an event late the night before. It was like the premiere of a new Star Wars movie.
Was that it? I can never remember what it was.
Yeah, so it was a Star Wars premiere, and Kennedy at that time
was the Jar Jar Binks movie.
Was like running the board for the syndicated morning show, mm-hmm. and I was doing like the afternoon show or whatever I was doing. And she had been working a lot, and I was like, you know what? I'll come in and run the board because you're going to do that premiere. And I overslept. I completely missed it. So the syndicated show, like Dead Air, was happening, all this stuff. And this was like after a series of mistakes that I had made.
Right.
And my boss called me, and he's like, yeah, that's it. You're done.
He was just waiting to fire you.
Yeah, he was. That's all right.
I love him, yeah. but he was just waiting. You guys just did not.
Yeah, we didn't. It was horrible.
You were like,
is that the only time you've been fired?
No.
Yeah,
me neither.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Where else did I get fired from?
The one place that you worked only one day because you got very sick and they fired you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I worked for a radio station for one day. I got sick in the middle of the shift and asked the next person coming on if they would come on an hour earlier because I had thrown up in the trash can in the studio.
Right.
And then the boss called me after. He's like, well, you didn't call me and tell me, and that's why I'm letting you go. And I was like, wow, that was one.
You just got here, man.
I didn't even, yeah.
I also got fired from Leahy Clinic in Burlington, which is probably for the best. They shouldn't allow me in hospitals.
Is your nipple bigger than a quarter?
That is sad.
Producer Dan raised his hand on that one.
I think I didn't measure it.
I don't believe that can be true.
I'd have to check.
Yeah. I feel like a dime, maybe.
Listen, when it's cold, no, but when it's they're a little pancakey.
It seems a lot.
I'll check. You guys can check if you want.
This one was interesting for the Raise Your Hand poll. And again, if you want to watch the video, it's pretty funny. Have you stolen something from Mix 104.1 like toilet paper or pens? And three of us said yes. Me, Kennedy, and producer Dan all said yes, but Annie.
I don't think I've ever stolen anything from here. What would I steal?
No, just steal something.
Why? That's not how I am.
That's weird.
Yeah. I take stuff all the time for people. Like, they, you know, tchotchkes and whatnot.
Stuff out of Kennedy's desk?
I mean, stuff out of Kennedy's desk.
They're lucky they don't have bigger stuff around here.
I'm just saying.
I mean, nothing big, nothing that would, like, you know, would constitute a felony.
Right.
Or even a misdemeanor.
Nah.
But sure.
Okay. If you raise your hand if you rate yourself as a 6 or higher on a scale of 1 to 10.
Absolutely. Two hands up, baby.
If you don't rate yourself higher than that, then I can't help you.
Love yourself, girl, or nobody will.
I don't.
Yeah, the two women raised their hands.
You know, the 25-year-old me never would have raised her hands.
Oh, yeah.
But Annie, you have taught me a lot of confidence. I will say this, 110%. But
no,
I'm
a solid 5.
Yeah, I think if the global scale, if 5 is average in the world.
Yeah, I'm a 5.
I'm maybe a 5. Yeah.
No,
4.5.
You are so
true. I don't know why you guys think so little of yourselves like that. You shouldn't.
Absolutely.
We don't think little of ourselves. We've just seen Brad Pitt.
I've seen.
That doesn't matter.
There's Brad Pitt, and then there's a 0, and I'm somewhere in between that.
No.
All right. Raise your hand if you did it this past weekend.
This was
no surprise to me, actually, because 3 of us raised our hands. Kennedy.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have someone I live with who is around me who I can do that sort of thing.
Somebody out there make Kennedy raise her hands.
Like, it just feels like an unfair question. You're all in relationships.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I didn't think 3 people were going to raise their hands. To be honest with you, I thought it was only going to be 2 of us. I didn't think producer Dan was going to raise his hand. I was surprised by
Why?
That. Why? I don't know. I just didn't.
He's in a committed relationship.
Seriously.
I know, but that doesn't mean.
Yeah. If anything, I would venture me and Brittany would raise our hands more than anyone on this show.
Yeah, the married one is the surprising one, honestly.
Well, that's part of the reason why I asked the question, because I knew I could raise my hand.
You wanted to brag a little bit.
He's like, oh, I got lucky this weekend.
Have you had a sexual fantasy involving one of our Mix Beach House artists, which is kind of along the same lines?
Again, back to Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth.
Wow, I'm just amazed by this. You ladies love Charlie Puth?
Love him.
He's adorable.
Him.
I'm not like sitting home at night thinking about it, but
right.
If Charlie looked at me and said, hey, what's up?
Charlie posts some Insta videos. I'm like, boy.
He is in great shape. He hits the gym. All right, last one for the raise your hand poll that we did yesterday. You can go watch the video on all of our social media. Raise your hand if you've been to jail. Who raised their hand yesterday?
I did.
Yeah.
You weren't very specific. I have been in a jail.
Yeah,
I've not been in jail.
I mean to jail.
You didn't say that.
I'm saying it now.
You just made like
a
night.
You can't. That question
is
the way we answered it.
Yeah. Producer Dan, Annie?
I didn't have to spend the night in jail. They put me in Mansfield Jail. I got in a little bit of trouble at the Xfinity Center, and they put me in there until my dad picked me up. But I will be very clear when I say, if you didn't go to Mansfield Jail, you didn't do high school right. So,
Dan?
There's like a dozen. It all runs together. It's like a dozen, 15 different times.
I got put in handcuffs, but they didn't take me in. So
that was a time,
I was in a paddy wagon. They cuffed me to a bar. I was like, are you kidding me?
I was in a paddy wagon with a bunch of kids from Everett one time. We tried to flip it. We were inside kicking it.
Let's go.
What?
One time I delivered a check to one of my temps in jail.
Man whore.
She's mad
whore. All right. If you want to watch the video, the raise your hand poll, it was a lot of fun. Go watch it.
It was
is up on all of our social media. It's Carson and Kennedy.
They know too much about us now. I don't feel comfortable.
We're going to have to do this again, and then one of you guys will get to write all of the questions.
Okay, cool,
so we'll
do
another round of it. Maybe Kennedy, you can write the questions next time.
I love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.